Well, Chris and Amy, these days, Dr. Vince Cerf has the title Vice President and Chief Internet Evangelist with Google here in Washington. But at one time, he was a federal worker. And together with Bob Kahn, he helped develop the TCP/IP protocols that serve as the basic architecture and building blocks of the Internet. Dr. Cerf discussed some of that work at the FC of Washington Scholarship Luncheon today.
Getting education is absolutely essential to any kind of success. And I might point out, by the way, that it doesn't stop after you graduate from college. If you are in any field, anything like the ones I've been involved in, they keep changing. The moment you get your degree, its value starts to dissipate. My PhD was done in 1972, and at this point it's obscure and probably not very interesting. It had a lot to do with multi-processing systems and things of that kind, but they didn't look anything like the cloud computing environment that we enjoy today.
Some words of wisdom to the 17 college seniors who landed $8,000 scholarships from FC DC to study in a variety of math, science, IT, and engineering disciplines when they get to college this fall. Cerf says some of the most fun and interesting jobs he's ever had were also the ones carrying the most risk. Like the time when the Pentagon's top scientific research and development agency came calling, asking him to adapt data networking technology he helped pioneer to the needs of the warfighter.
So while I was at Stanford from 72 to 76, I was invited by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency to come to Washington to run the Internet program. And I turned them down. There were two incidences. The first time they called in 1975, and I flew back here for an interview in the middle of a snowstorm. Now remember, I'd grown up and spent 30 years in California, so this white stuff was kind of unfamiliar. My reaction was, why the hell would anybody want to live in this angel crap anyway? So I went back, said, I'm not interested. And the next year they called again, and I thought about it, and they said, no, I really don't want to come to DARPA to run the program. They said, why not? I said, well, I'm afraid that if I screw up, it'll be very visible, and all my friends will know. Well, they pressured me, and I came anyway. That was 34 years ago. We've never left Washington. I was just saying at the table over lunch that this is absolutely the most fun, fascinating, interesting city that we've ever lived in. We meet new people every day. We have interactions with people we never would otherwise have had an opportunity to see and hear and talk to.
Cerf says that when he was doing some of his groundbreaking work that led to the TCP/IP, or Transport Control Protocol and Internet Protocol software, he never envisioned the network evolving into what we see today.
This packet switching idea caught the attention of DARPA. DARPA was looking for ways of building command and control systems that had no central structure, that were highly distributed and that could be readily reconstituted. They also were looking for a way of, actually the original ARPANET project was driven by an economic problem. DARPA was funding a dozen computer science departments at universities around the country. And they all wanted to do world-class research. And, of course, they argued that the only way to do world-class research was to have world-class computers at each one of those computer science departments. Well, even DARPA couldn't afford to buy a world-class computer every year for every the computer science department. So they said, look, why don't we build a network so you can share? And so this original ARPANET project was built to share computing resources among all the computer science departments. It was not built specifically to deal with nuclear attack, and that's a confusion with the work that Paul Barron did. So it was a resource-sharing system, and I was a graduate student at UCLA at the time and responsible for writing the software to run what was called the Network Measurement Center.
And Cerf says that in discussions that foreshadowed today's development of mobile Internet technologies, DARPA then asked him and other researchers to make the original DARPANET move.
If DARPA said, you know, if computers are going to be used in command and control, you're going to have to make them work on aircraft and mobile vehicles and ships at sea. And up until that time, all we had experience with was wireline networks. You know, if you try to connect ships together with wires, you all can guess what the side effect of that would be. And sticking wires in the backs of airplanes doesn't make a whole lot of sense either. And the tanks run over them, so putting them on mechanized infantry vehicles doesn't make any sense either. So we had to go to satellite and radio. So we built three different networks, a satellite net, a mobile packet radio net, plus the ARPANET. That led directly to the Internet problem. Bob Tong came out in 1973 to Stanford, and he said he was at DARPA by that time, and he said, I have this problem. I got these three networks, and I don't know how to get them all hooked together. So together we sat down and figured that out, and about 6 months later, the basic design of the Internet emerged, and we published that paper in May of 1974.
This is about the third or fourth time that I've heard Vince Cerf tell his stories about how the Internet was developed and the hand that he had in this, and it never fails to amaze me about some of the things that he sort of talks very offhandedly about.
Yeah.
And his role in doing these things, and especially
so
the work that he did at DARPA.
So smart, and yet, I mean, you can tell from that clip, it just the most down to earth guy. Talk about somebody who has had his fingerprints on changing the history.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just the most down to earth guy.
Oh yeah, and imagine the thrill, Chris, of being a high school senior, going off to college, and you're getting a check handed to you by the president of FCA DC,
right,
and Vince Cerf. And there were students who were coming up to him afterwards after the Q&A was over, and they were starting to take down all of the displays and stuff at the hotel, and they were asking him, what kinds of classes should I be taking?
And the amazing thing is that people always criticize government innovation.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy, and he talks, and I've had him on this program before, he talks about it in length, that the amazing thing about DARPA and what they did was it took them almost 10 years to come up with, and they needed that kind of long-term thinking that enabled this amazing thing, which has now just so totally changed the planet.
Taken over our lives.
Yeah, right.
You know, the main thing, too, is that that sort of thinking that you have to be able to give things a chance to fail is ironically now one of those chains of thought that's going through the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we've heard from John Barry, as we've heard from Jeffrey Zients, the chief performance officer, they want to give government workers the ability to be able to fail quickly, try new things, but to fail quickly so that if they don't work out, then we move on to something else.
Yep.
And that's Vince Cerf, we talked a little bit about that with him afterwards, and we'll have that tomorrow on the Federal Drive. He said that they were given the opportunity to do that time and again with the development of the Internet on DARPA.
Yeah.
That's so great stuff, Max. And like you said, more tomorrow.
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
Yeah, we're all almost doing that.
Yeah. And also on federalnewsradio.com.
Thanks, Max.
Anytime.
Bye.